How do you handle big problems? You tackle them head on, right? Sometimes that's the right approach, but sometimes you need to take an alternative path, a workaround. And the masters of workarounds are the kind of small, underfunded organizations that have no choice but to take innovative approaches. Check out these five big ideas from The Four Workarounds, Strategies from the World's Scrappiest Organizations for Tackling Complex Problems by Paulo Savage. Paulo is a researcher, a consultant, and a professor at the University of Oxford. Here he is.
Hello, my name is Paulo Savage. I'm an associate professor at the University of Oxford and the author of The Four Workarounds, Strategies from the World's Scrappiest Organizations for Tackling Complex Problems. Workarounds can transform the ways we do business and the challenges we encounter every day of our lives. I learned about workarounds from organizations I call scrappy. These are groups that are feisty, resourceful, and operate at the fringes of power, who excel in addressing seemingly intractable problems with minimal fuss. My book draws on the knowledge of lateral thinkers who have made an art form out of subverting the status quo, such as groups working in international waters, in clandestine digital terrains, in inventors' laboratories, and in some of the hardest-to-reach places on Earth. Despite some apparent clumsiness, these scrappy organizations don't get paralyzed by the magnitude of the obstacles in front of them. They find ingenious ways of circumventing them instead. Big idea number one. Workarounds can achieve massive wins with minimal financial resources. A workaround is an effective, versatile, imperfection-loving problem-solving approach which thrives when stakes are high, resources are scarce, and there's no time for the usual drawn-out decision-making processes. At its core, a workaround is a method that ignores or even challenges conventions on how and by whom a problem is meant to be solved. Let me illustrate with an example I learned in Zambia. Many medicines cannot be found in remote regions of sub-Saharan Africa because of hard-to-solve bottlenecks in healthcare, such as poor infrastructure. This is the case even for cheap over-the-counter medicines, such as diarrhea treatment. Kola Life, an organization of only two staff, Simon and Jane Berry, worked around poor healthcare infrastructure in Zambia by piggybacking on Coca-Cola's distribution channels. They realized Coca-Cola can be found even in the remotest places on Earth. So why can't diarrhea medicine take a free ride with soda bottles? The couple designed a triangular package containing diarrhea treatment to fit between bottles in Coca-Cola crates and raise funds to test the idea in an exploratory trial in Zambia. As they engaged with Coca-Cola, they shifted their plans from merely inserting medicines into the crates of Coca-Cola to making use of the entire system of relationships that made distribution of fast-moving consumer goods so effective. By tapping into the success of fast-moving consumer goods to address a healthcare problem, Jane and Simon Berry worked around obstacles preventing access to medicines in remote regions of Zambia, saving thousands of lives. I studied workarounds addressing all sorts of problems, ranging from global response to some of the world's toughest challenges, such as global pandemics, gender inequality, and poverty, to everyday inconveniences. In this research, I identified that there are four workarounds, and each uses a different attribute. I will give you a flavor of each of them. Big idea number two, the piggyback workaround. The piggyback workaround enables us to circumvent all sorts of obstacles and address our problems by using seemingly unrelated relationships, leveraging what is already there in an ecosystem. For example, it was through a piggyback that the then scrappy Airbnb took off without spending a dime on ads. In 2017, Airbnb had more listings worldwide than the top five hotel corporations combined, an astonishing accomplishment for a company that started in 2010 when two designers offered lodging with three air mattresses in their loft in San Francisco. In the company's early moments, its target audience, people who needed lodging but didn't want to stay in hotels, was on Craigslist, which had a massive user base but fell short when it came to user experience. Airbnb then started to poach Craigslist users by piggybacking on its rival's platform. Every time an Airbnb host created a listing, Airbnb sent them an email with a publishable link that enabled the user to automatically cross-post the same listing on Craigslist to increase their listing visibility. When someone surfing on Craigslist found a listing that originated on Airbnb, they would click on a link that rerouted them to Airbnb's platform. This meant free site traffic and new signups for Airbnb. As Airbnb's listings were far superior, they offered professional photography services for the listings, a more user-friendly experience, and personalized ads. Users started going straight to Airbnb, ignoring Craigslist for their lodging needs. With this piggyback, Airbnb quickly gained a portion of Craigslist's market share, and when Craigslist realized what was going on and disabled Airbnb's cross-posting, the new upstart had already outcompeted its rival. The piggyback is a workaround that makes use of relationships, social, commercial, technological, or otherwise, that already exist. Scrap your organizations operating from the fringes of power than to have an advantage when it comes to spotting unconventional pairings. My book shows, for example, how entirely new business models in the financial sector were developed through a piggyback. There's much misvalue that falls between the cracks in our siloed structures. In addressing your own challenges, I suggest you look between silos rather than in them, and think of how the successes of others can be used for your own benefit. Big idea number 3, the loophole workaround. The loophole workaround either capitalizes on ambiguity or uses an unconventional set of rules when they are not the most obviously applicable. We often think of loopholes as inherently negative schemes that benefit the powerful. Most of us have heard about the tricks the richest 1% in the world use to avoid taxes, such as hiding fortunes in tax havens like the Cayman Islands, a country that houses more offshore companies than people. What we fail to note is that loopholes also work for those of us who are neither rich nor famous. In my research, I learned, for example, from a feminist pro-choice group that offers legal and safe abortion services to people living in countries where abortion is illegal. People who choose to terminate their pregnancies board on one of the Dutch ships rented by Women on Waves and sail to international waters with health professionals, and that they can have safe and legal abortions. Why? Because on board a Dutch ship in international waters, the pro-choice legislation of the Netherlands applies. The organization uses the fact that what constrains people's access to a legal abortion is not their nationality, but the law in the jurisdiction where they live. We often find ourselves constrained or even trapped by rules, but there's more than one way to be right, and simply following or breaking rules isn't always the best way to get something done. Often, there is an option that lies in between. With some creativity and close attention to what rules do and don't say, we can benefit from their inadequacies to circumvent or otherwise avoid their purpose. This is especially appealing when we don't have the power or resources to change things, or we don't have time to wait for things to change because the need is too urgent. Big idea number 4, the roundabout workaround. Roundabout workarounds disturb and redirect self-reinforced behaviors. These behaviors are very common in our lives. For example, when I was a child, I experienced the impact of this principle every time I fought with my brother. If he flicked me, I would pull him, then he would throw a punch, and the fight always escalated so quickly that instants later, we would find ourselves wrestling on the floor trying to choke each other. In these situations in which we feel things are spiraling out of control and we can only go in one direction, a roundabout workaround works as a sort of stopgap, allowing us to take cover from a problem, to buy time until tough issues are resolved, to delay assessment to increase the chances of success, or to resist continuous oppression. In some cases, roundabout workarounds may even drastically shift the status quo, turning a vicious cycle into a virtuous one. Some roundabout workarounds are familiar to all of us, such as how social distancing in the COVID-19 pandemic allowed us to buy time and avoid insurmountable pressure on healthcare systems while we developed vaccines. I also came across many unknown stories, such as how employees who invented some of our most beloved products, like the large screen display monitor, aspirin, and the blue LED light, worked around corporate rules to experiment more freely until the invention was ripe to be revealed to their superiors. Or how homeowners in India, frustrated with men urinating on the walls, curbed this practice by placing tiles of Hindu gods on their walls. After all, urinators wouldn't commit such a heresy. Once in motion, normalized situations may seem difficult to disrupt, but disruption is precisely what roundabout workarounds offer. Big idea number 5, the next best workaround. A next best workaround focuses on repurposing or recombining resources, which can range from tangible to intangible and from the most high-tech to the most basic. The key is to focus on alternatives that are available but largely ignored, as well as the different and unconventional affordances or assemblages of resources at your disposal. If you watched On the Basis of Sex, the biographical legal drama about RBG, you've seen how by arguing from the position of a man's diminished rights in front of all male judges, RBG and her husband successfully set a historic precedent that unequal treatment on the basis of sex is unconstitutional. They chose the seemingly low-stakes case of Charles Moritz. If Moritz were a woman, he would have been entitled to a tax deduction for a caregiver's expenses, but the law didn't conceive a single man caring for his elderly mother. By winning this case, RBG exposed the broader sexism in US laws that afflicted women the most, creating precedents to press for changes in laws in Congress and to contest many court decisions that discriminated against women. Like RBG, scrappy organizations all over the world repurpose court cases, technologies, and many other available resources with creativity and ingenuity. From them, we learn that the best step forward is not focusing on what the ideal ought to be, but instead drawing attention to available opportunities that tend to be ignored. Resources are almost always at our disposal, even if they are present in ways we tend to disregard or that challenge our way of thinking. And sometimes, these small flickers from creative, intermediate patches wind up illuminating entirely new opportunities. These are my 5 big ideas, and you will find more about them in the book. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the read.
Thank you, Paolo. That was 5 big ideas from The 4 Workarounds, strategies from the world's scrappiest organizations for tackling complex problems by Paolo Savage. I'm Michael Kovnet. Thanks for listening.